program. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry today, 888-455-1360. Let's go to the phones. Bill in Neillsville. Thanks for calling in. What can we do for you?
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Yeah. Am I on?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Oh, Seth. Yeah. Okay. Your proposition here, or your summation, is that somehow if Obama would go and say, "Hey, man, you did something wrong. We're not going to tolerate this. You're not welcome here anymore." The whole thing is based on a flawed premise, and that is that in the first place, the people that are smoking the pot, and I don't think that President Obama has any qualms about this either. I think his preference would be that just legalize it. And so how can you restore some kind of confidence if the very people that you're appealing to don't believe they've done anything wrong?
Well, that's a very good point. That's a very good point. Let me see if I understand what you're saying. To put it very simply, if Barack Obama had walked into the room where Snoop Dogg was blazing away, you think instead of being outraged, he would have said, "Hey, man, pass that over here."
It wouldn't surprise me. I wouldn't put that past him. I have I can't respect this this fellow in the White House, because look at his record. When he said, "Oh, we're going to go after those terrorists that killed our ambassador over there I'm forgetting the
Benghazi?
Name of the place.
Benghazi."
Yeah, I mean, and all of the things that he said, how he'd drawn a line in the sand and he's going to get
sure,
off.
Sure, in Syria.
So what? None of it means anything. So how is it going to restore confidence in him and respect for him when he makes some kind of a outrage statement that he's going to make things better? See, I don't believe it. There is absolutely that this guy could do that would get that I could respect him other than resign and get out of there.
Okay, well, this actually plays nicely into something that I was going to talk about a little bit later. Let me just play devil's advocate for a second. The liberal media and a lot of the network news, they come out and they are very, very negative. It's almost every newscast, they want to heighten our level of misery. And there's very little positive information that comes out. So what I'm hearing you say is, do you feel that the majority of Americans would find it funny that Snoop Dogg smoked marijuana in the White House? They would find it to be no big deal? They would not find it to be disrespectful?
Absolutely not. You're talking about the majority. But you're talking
right,
about,
that's what I'm saying. Do you feel
about the people that he might be appealing to that thought it was okay. But the
well, that's what I'm asking.
People,
hang on a second.
I don't know
hang on
that
one second.
They,
let me,
that they really...
Hang on one second. I want to make sure that I understand. I'm saying, do you feel that the majority of Americans, not just who Obama is trying to appeal to, but the majority of Americans feel that it's no big deal to blaze away in the White House, that it's not offensive, it's not disrespectful, but that it's okay?
No, the majority of American people do not believe that.
Okay, good. All right. See, that's what I think as well. And that's why I said, if Barack Obama would make a moral stance, if he would say, listen, there is a line between what is right and what is wrong. On certain issues, it is black and white. And for Snoop Dogg to be blazing away in the White House, there's no gray area here. It's not a case of, well, that's just who he is. Bull crap. That's wrong. And this is one of those occasions where if he were to make a strong stance, he could earn some credibility. But your point is just this. He's not that kind of guy. He doesn't have that kind of characteristic backbone in order to make a stance. It's no big deal. So what? His silence advocates Snoop Dogg's behavior. All right, Bill, thank you very much for calling in. All right, one more little bit of a weed story, and then I'm going to move on. We're going to change gears as far as the subject matter is concerned. For the past 6 months, welfare beneficiaries in Colorado have repeatedly been using their welfare cards, their EBT, electronic benefit transfer cards, guess what? To get cash from cash machines at pot dispensaries. Apparently, the abuses have caught the eye of Colorado's executive and legislative powers, and they are launching some efforts to curb them. 259 times in the first 6 months of legalized recreational marijuana in Colorado, beneficiaries apparently have used their EBT cards to access public assistance at weed retailers and dispensaries, withdrawing a total of $23,608.53 in cash from their temporary assistance for needy families funds. Welfare withdrawals at weed stores are coming under increased scrutiny. And on July 11th, the Colorado State Board of Human Services passed an emergency rule, effective immediately, restricting the use of these funds at marijuana shops, bars, liquor stores, gambling establishments, and other potentially inappropriate venues, probably strip clubs too. They say that they are going to work hard to get this problem under control. Well, the first thing I'd like to say is congratulations. The second thing I'd like to say is, really, it took you that long to decide that there are places that you shouldn't be able to get cash from your welfare card? Okay. Ted, thanks for calling in. You're out on the road. What can we do for you this morning?
Hey, I pretty much agree with all your points on Mr. Calvin Broadus, or that's his real name, Snoop Dogg.
Well, you got more street cred than I do, my friend. I tip my gin and juice cup, my crunk cup, to you.
What was that now?
Mm-hmm. I said you have more street cred than I do. I tip my crunk cup in your direction.
That's funny. No, Calvin should not have done that. It shows poor taste and poor manners. I think some of the point of putting this all on the president. I get your drift. I get the point. But instead of beating up Barack Obama on it, maybe you should beat up Calvin, because honestly, he's the guy that showed the poor taste.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he should be getting the public scolding, and that's what I should basically say. Calvin, you're not coming back to my house.
Yeah.
But don't sit here and put this on Barack Obama. It's not his fault.
Well, okay. I will say that there's shared blame. This individual should have known better than to do this. I got to put a little blame on security detail. How did he get it in to the White House? How did he get past security with weed? Just asking. Second of all, there is blame on the president, because he invited him and he knows what he stands for. So there's a little blame on everybody's part. Ted, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. Okay, when we come back, we're going to shift gears, and we got other things, very important things to talk about. You've got a suggestion of a topic, 888-455-1360. We'll be right back.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.